Welcome back, our nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us in this segment is the greatest American patriot this side of the Pecos, Jack Mullen, wherever the Pecos is. I should look that up. Maybe there's another one. But just as a reminder, too, we've got 15% off Global Healing Center, quercetin, and zinc for the month of May. And I've been taking that religiously since I got my supply. And guess what? I'm still waiting to sneeze, and it is allergy season. So that comment I read somewhere about it being top-notch antihistamine seems to be quite good, as I was outdoors, exposed to all the things that used to make me sneeze, and nada, not even a rumor. So this is just panacea to me, because anything that comes from the pharmaceutical stores usually have some toxic effects, to say the least. They're notorious for raising your blood pressure, and sometimes you can have, like, you know, weird feelings in your head or something like that as well, especially I was kind of immune to that part. But it's just nice to have something natural in your body, and it does a whole bunch of other things too. So, you know, do look that up at Power Hour Mall and take advantage of it, because, you know, you're just going to work on a whole lot of problems. And my Buster pills for the cardiovascular system, too, seem to be doing very, very well. Just seem to have a whole lot more energy and vitality than I did before. So I would heartily recommend that to people, too, to clean out the pipes. It's just amazing what the good Lord gave us. And that Power Hour puts it in a little bottle and markets it all over the place. And that you can restore your health, which is virtually priceless, for a very reasonable amount, and keep a great radio station operating. It's like win, 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 win. Have a good look through Power Hour Mall Healing Products. You won't be disappointed, let me tell you. Jack, welcome to the fight. How is the battle going in your state?
Well, I'm not bloody yet, but my nose is starting to hurt. thank you for having me on again today, George. My name's Jack, of course, Jack Mullen, and I'm with the Government Rag and the publication called blog.thegovernmentrag.com, which George proudly and wonderfully writes for as well. And George, you do a really nice job of keeping that site active. And I don't get a chance to tell you how often, how much we appreciate it, but right here in front of God and country, thank you. And anyway, there's so many things going on. You know, it's, I've been busy working with this project that I got associated with. I have no idea, as you would might say, the Lord works in strange ways, but I've been involved with this project that's found me helping out the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, a site called My Patriots Network, where now we have more than 100,000 members who are signing up to help us in this fight. We have I'm involved with this tour that just got underway about 3 days ago, is the buses. There's five of them right now. They're all, I don't know what I'm hearing there. Is it?
For me, I thought we were losing him. It is. That's strange.
I turned my... Maybe it's anyway, I've turned mine down. So, all right, I'll go ahead. Am I on? Okay. I apologize, even if I didn't do it, George. Anyway, so I got involved with the Arise USA, the Resurrection Tour, which if you've not heard about it, you can look it up at bigbatusa.org, bigbatusa.org. It's a tour that we spoke about on the Power Hour a couple weeks ago, George. with Robert David Steele, who explained what was going to happen. I can't believe how quickly it came together. It was supposed to start in June, but it got bumped up a month, and in a short period of time, almost $1 million has arrived to help fund the tour. And as I said, there's five large tour buses that are all wrapped in beautiful artwork that defines things like, you know, the idea of constitutional sheriffs in your county and the Constitution, and it has a picture of Mount Rushmore and other things on there that are all Americano. And it kicks off this Saturday in a town called Battle Mountain, Nevada. Seems like it was meant to be, because the slug line is the battle to take back America begins at Battle Mountain, Nevada. And that happens this Saturday beginning at noon. And that town was chosen because it turns out that it has agreed or has been inducted into the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, the first county in the United States. It's called Landers County. Anyway, they're planning to do quite a big event there. It's going to feature speakers and freedom fighters, bikers, people from civil liberties groups, human rights, health sovereignty, things about natural-born rights and freedoms, things that the United States Constitution naturally enshrined but now have been taken away from us. The events there are all free, and it's designed to begin to wake people up to the fact that we still have the United States Constitution, and the United States Constitution is still the law in the United States. Whether it's ignored or not matters not, because anyone who is so inclined to do so has the moral authority and the legal right to use the Constitution as the primary source of law in this country, and as a result of that, take back what has been stolen from us through color of law and corruption primarily. And so this tour will bring constitutional lawyers, constitutional sheriffs, constitutional representatives of counties like county commissioners, school board leaders, and others together to speak to the public about the fact that a county is a sanctuary, that the county can, in fact, become its own representative of the United States, a small covenant of people that have gathered together to sin against this tyranny. The county can enforce the Constitution and go around color of law. The sheriff is the highest authority of law in the county, and if he understands the Constitution, he then is in charge of the county in terms of enforcing the law. And it blossoms out into such a beautiful idea. I mean, the founders of the American experience here understood that it would take not one large body of government, but many, many, many smaller bodies of government in order to provide safety in times like now. And we're definitely in a period of time that has never had any equivalent. Not even the Revolutionary War has such an attack happened on the American people. In the case of the Revolutionary time period, it was easy to understand that the British monarchy was in control, and that the governors that had been appointed by the crown, et cetera, were corrupt, and they were an easy to see and visible target. But in this case, we are under attack, George, as you know, from every possible aspect, from the point of view of the foods we eat, the water we drink, the television we're voluntarily consuming. They're all poisons. And these poisons are being injected into our body, and that includes the vaccine that we're seeing people voluntarily take. And very few are being forced to take it. Many are being made to feel like they have to take it because of their employer or whatever. But actually, you don't have to take it. Now, you may have some consequences, but again, I get off the path. This tour is something that maybe folks listening today could look up and become part of, it because it will be in 84 stops in all 50 states. It's happening over 111 days. There's even plans to take it to via airplane to Hawaii and Puerto Rico. So this is not a little event. It's an enormous event. It's very, very costly. I got a chance to be involved with it, both from the technological side, but also, from the point of view of even helping write the copy that I was just reading to you. So I'm really pleased to be involved with it. I believe the idea is sound. I think it's something Americans need to hear. There's so many competing ideas. There's so many competing philosophies, so many competing doctrines. But there can be one idea that most Americans agree to accept, and that is the United States Constitution is the primary source of law and is the primary provider through that law of our right to have individual liberties, to speak freely, to own and keep and not be regulated in our attempt to bear arms, that the states have rights, that the senators should be from the state and not from public elections, that the Constitution itself is just a document that reminds us of the things that we already have, and we can use it as a moral authority to keep them, to take them back. And so, anyway, that's my final plug on that, George. Other than that,
what I see from Battle Mountain, if I may interject a little bit, is probably the greatest feature that it has, as I look it up quickly, is it's an unincorporated town, where most governments are corporation, whether they be municipal, state, federal governments, is they're all corporations. This one is unincorporated, and it looks like it's just stuck in a little niche of paradise. It was also a major gold mining area as well. So if you have an urge to look for some shiny things, that's probably a nice place to go. The numerology of the coordinates are very, very interesting too, because it's 40 degrees, 38, 22 north, and 116, 56, 14 west. So we have, basically a backwards 611, a 911, a 411 to the power of 22. A lot of big power numbers in there if you're into numerology. So a great place to start out to replay the battle, the Republic.
It just came about. Serendipitously. It wasn't planned on, it was, the tour was going to start in Atlanta, but when this community decided that their county would become part of the CSPOA, it was, that name was like, there it is. That's the signal. And, so it is, it kind of gives me chills when I think about it. And, if you're interested in learning more, as I say, at bigbatusa.org, and then, this weekend we're going to unveil the site called arise.world, A-R-I-S-E, Arise America, Arise USA. Anyway, at that site, there's downloadable flyers and things like that. And but I think you're right, George. It takes – the name is interesting. There's a whole lot of history there. And so it's a great place for the Battle for America is at Battle Mountain, Nevada. And I hope that if you're in that area and listening, you can get out and be part of that day. And otherwise, follow the tour, because we're going to be all over the place. Unfortunately, we don't get to Toronto. But I'm sure, George, there's a little bit of drive. You can cross the border and prove that you don't have COVID on the way back and whatever it is you got to do.
Prove I don't have Trudeau cooties. But Saturday is the International Day of Protest, too, for lockdown. So there'll be a lot of action all around the world, really. And we'll see how that pans out as people can probably get into a nice spring day and just scream and yell and bring the house down. Because these mandarins of spin are the most diabolical critters I've ever seen. And how they're inducing people with this nonstop pressure to take this poison injection, I do think they're losing, because they have to go out in vans now to go to people. People aren't coming to them. And then probably use conformity pressure that they show up at a workplace or a residence building of some sort or another, And as people start to do it more, we'll do it just to conform. And you're putting the ultimate poison in your body, to which the effects are generally unknown for long-term analysis. But what we've seen thus far just sends out warning signs beyond belief. Before a tsunami, the water is drawn out to sea. Before a volcanic eruption or a major earthquake, frequently there are many, many tremors. And these tremors, in the fact that people are dying and getting horribly sick, and that there's little vectors of many people dying at one injection place, like seniors' homes or a hospital in India where 100 patients died, just do not bode well. And a chap I know who likes to make light of the fact that if I came by with a big jar of pills and I told you one of them inside was deadly poison and you'd die from eating it, would you want to take the chance? And probably most sane people would say no. But under this pressure of this inoculation, people are saying yes. And you know, they're slowing down the second injection here in Canada. And something that's very, very bizarre is they're going to mix and match. Dr. Trudeau, the great virologist, has said that because you can't get a second shot of the one from one company, they'll mix it and give you from another company. Well, that doesn't sound logical to me, although in some bizarre form it may be doing you a favor, because as a binary weapon, you're not getting the proper command and control codes. And maybe they've figured that out. If they gave you the same injection, it would just kill you outright very shortly. So by giving you another one, it's just going to make you sick as opposed to dead. And maybe that's their motive. They've pulled this AstraZeneca here in Ontario, and they did it a couple of days before in British Columbia because of fear of blood clots. And I'd have to say, since they lie like hell, their numbers are probably far off. I think the blood clotting issue is very, very severe, and they're just covering it up. And that they may only be reporting fatal blood clots that are like you drop dead almost right away after getting it, as opposed to a slow-mo inculcation of them that brings you down. So that's where that pine needle tea might be. Something I was drooling over a pine tree walking my dog this morning, saying I better start trying that out and see how good it is, because we can't take chances in this day and age to get sick from anything. And most anything that grows in the forest that God gave us is good for us. And if it came out of a laboratory, Dr. Frankenstein's probably not too far away.
No doubt about it. There's so much to talk about the deaths with respect to these vaccines. And, of course, you mentioned it, but the fact is we don't have any real idea about where the vaccine or how that vaccine is going to affect people's health going forward. We know, though, from circumstantial evidence that this system has been trying to kill people with similar technology for many, many years. I mean, they genetically modified the food. And they've genetically modified the corn such that they even inserted, the ability for the corn to create its own insecticide, which is a poison. And we know that the general health of Americans, out of the whole world, is among the lowest. That the overall weight of Americans is among the highest. And we see that America and its European comrades, like in Canada and Australia, for example, and New Zealand, are entirely under attack in general. And that attack is not just from physical things like poison food and water and air, but from the psychological effects of a nonstop, unremitting attack from the sources of most people's input, like, for example, television. And the mainstream media at large, newspapers, magazines, and these things are poisons. They're no more less deadly than ingesting GMO corn. And George, you have a woman in Canada who runs a little blog called The Yummy Doctor, Her name is Amanda Vollmer, and she has a degree in naturopathy. She got her naturopathic medicine degree from Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine in Toronto, and she's got a bachelor's in science in agricultural biotechnology, et cetera. She writes a lot of interesting articles and does videos, and she has a video on BitChute right now that's called B-2020. Actually, I take that back. It's called Hear Me Loud and Hear Me Clear. It's a con. Anyway, I listened to it. I was really pleased with seeing a person of intellect be able to say what I think and believe, you know, exactly, that this COVID thing is a complete and total con from all aspects. And I'm talking about since its inception with the pretend Wuhan virus that was created, and then going forward with the idea that people now don't have the flu, they have COVID, they don't have pneumonia, they have COVID, they don't have heart disease, they have COVID. And anyway, one of the things that she says, and I like it, is that you need to stop ingesting poisons. And she said no vaccines have ever saved a life in history. And if you read deeply, as I have done, into the history of vaccines, and you can ask people who are close to me, say, for example, Stephanie Sledge, one of the prime, one of my pet topics over the last 70 years has been vaccines. When I see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is doing, I'm just, you know, feel like he's a comrade. And vaccines themselves were never ever shown to have any effect except negative. There's never been a single study that indicated that they were effective, and they certainly are not safe. So we're hearing about safe and effective vaccines, which is an entirely made-up story. But anyway, if you get a chance to follow this lady at The Yummy Doctor and listen to her video, Hear Me Loud, Hear Me Clear, she's telling everyone, you know, stop pretending that this is real and turn off your sources of poison, get clean food, get clean water, turn off the television and the radio, and you know, just like these network news is newscasts, ABC News, for example, so unremitting. They never stop calling the vaccine story. Anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. George.
Okay, thank you, Jack.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Man of food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, fasting works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, joining us in the next segment, the last segment, Jack Mullen. He writes at the Government Rag, where I play from time to time as well. And I also do recordings and put up a show that I call The Last Witness. And I did a recording about things we talked about in the first segment. And you can listen again there, too. It's a very, very interesting world we live in with this war. And even before it came into a full-scale mind control war, I was trying to inform you about the teachings of Marshall McLuhan, all about media and how it is weaponized, how they use it against you, and that ultimately the prince of the air that's talked about in the Bible is the prince of the airwaves. And McLuhan was very astute to figure out that Satan was the world's greatest electrical engineer because he's behind the radio, the TV, and other forms of media. And you can see that very clearly by how they lie. And it's just impossible not to notice. And their narrative has to be supported at all costs. It's like Hitler and Stalingrad. You got to fight to the last man holding up the lie. For a lot of us believers in truth, sometimes just have to sit back, light up a cigar, have a glass of wine or something like that. And it's kind of like watching somebody get stuck in the mud, you know, as you're choking and spitting because you got the juice. And your whole logical world is falling apart before you, but you cannot even once for a moment reflect on, have I made a mistake here? And you'll line up for whatever disgusting things they have. Right after we had Mother's Day here in Canada, it didn't take the thought police too long to go out and say, well, no, we're going to change that now. It's going to be a birthing parent day. Or, you know, somebody else was telling me it's an amalgam of what used to be thought of as a mother and a father. And it's going like, in a pig's eye. Why? Just because it was on TV and some crafty libtard says that, why would you for a minute give it any substance? I know who my mother was. She was there when I was born. And I know who my father was because he took us home from the hospital. And that's all there is to it. There's none of this, political manipulation for the greater robot. Because ultimately, by dehumanizing us, they're preparing us for not just genocide, but enslavement as some sort of bioelectric merger, which can't be touted as conspiracy because it's on the Canadian government website. They have a website completely devoted to this merger to make us hybrids, part computer. And of course, once that's made and they have the plug and play out that Moderna makes in your body, they'll just operate you like a little kid operates a toy truck. And don't think for a minute it's to live in some kind of paradise. It's to make you a better slave. And when your usefulness as a slave is over, you will just be turned off, because the drugs that are regulated to flow through your body will be adjusted slightly. One good one would be insulin. And either you get none or you get way too much, you go into a coma and you die, goodbye. Or you go into some sort of cardiac arrhythmia and you die. And if they really hate you, maybe they'll just turn off a lesser organ, and it'll take a while you squirm and stew to their enjoyment. Only because you were foolish enough to trust these minions of Satan with your life, never mind your soul, your freedom, and the lives of everyone around you, all because they control the world, word and world. In this great long expose, stopworldcontrol.com, there is a very good analysis of everything we're in, with a lot of great, great people and a lot of evil, evil people like Fauci. But it pulls up his 2005, August 22nd article, Chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread. You know, that's at ncbi.nlm.nih.gov, which means closer to the devil than the rest of us, but that's what he said. Now, a complete 180. It's no good. And it gets into the fine details of how this was murder. Flat-out murder to kill people who had some maladies, and a lot didn't, and prevent them from having something that would treat their illnesses to health, because they weren't critically ill, but denying them treatment. Because the only way you can have an emergency vaccine is to have no other treatments. So everything that existed before went out the window. And you brought people into hospital, deprived them of treatment, ventilated them, and basically tortured them to death. That's a crime. But the big thing about mass murders frequently is they're swept under the carpet because there's no great spin in it for the media. Here in Ontario, the Globe and Mail got a copy of the military's reports when they went into the nursing homes. Remember all the panic? Everybody's dying. Everybody's dying. And you know why? They didn't feed them. They didn't give them any water. And since many of these people had comorbidities, if you weren't feeding them and giving them water, well, most likely you weren't getting your medications either. And if you had severe heart ailments, severe diabetes, and you weren't getting your insulin, it's not going to take too long for you to die. And that was in the Army report. They said 80% of the cases were neglect, not the mysterious COVID. That blows their narrative right out of the water and implies criminal negligence on the part of these nursing homes and their staff to the point of manslaughter charges. And like any good criminal, you can have an alibi. I didn't kill them. COVID did. Because you have the power through your staff to sign the death certificates, and you're off the hook. Imagine that any murderer could have the power to sign the death certificate of their victims. And even though it's in the press and talked about openly, you can walk down the street smiling, knowing nothing's going to happen to you. But if you're a pastor of a church in Calgary, they're taking you down in the middle of a highway, dragging you away in irons, because you are exercising your free right to worship in a church and tell the Nazis they're Nazis for trying to stop you. And that's a sad fate for from the world, really. That the killers are eulogized. Like, when this started, people would go on their balconies in Toronto and bang on pots and pans, not realizing that's a simulation of what you do in jail when you bang on the bars with your spoon or something like that, because you were all under lockdown. And they'd be touting all these heroes in these places, who in reality were depriving the necessities of life to many, many people and allowing them to die. Nobody bangs on those pots anymore, and hopefully a lot will turn up for the protests. I really like the one in Montreal. There was like 100,000 people, and when you see the drone footage of it, you can't deny that the wave is starting to turn and go back and cast aside these demons, hopefully once and for all, that this will be the ultimate test of the fake news, that it is all fake, just as Jack outlined. And I've always used that line from the movie Network. I played it for you. I always recommended you watch it, because that's in Howard Beale's speech. It ends that way. We lie like hell. They, you know, and it's such a truth. They do lie like hell, because they are hell. They have to. They couldn't tell the truth to save their lives. And hopefully that comes out in a court, in a trial someday, where they can't tell the truth even to save their lives. Okay, Jack.
I don't think they'd be able to save their life if they told the truth. So that's clearly the case. The truth itself would be so damning. And, you know, we have to bring that back to everybody involved with this ongoing terrorism. And it's hard for people to get their head around the fact that everything right now is so deceptive and such a lie that it's terrorism. It's trauma-based mind control 24/7. The television never stops trying to scare you into taking this vaccine, and there's a new reported outbreak, and they pretend that there's going to be genetic modifications of the virus itself, and we're going to have different strains. It mutates, blah, 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 blah. All this stuff out of a sci-fi pandemic movie that has now been completely in my mind, 100% in my mind, debunked. The new medicine entirely wipes away the whole concept of contagious diseases. The whole idea that a virus is anything more than just a toxic residue from a cellular process that creates genetic strands of material that are called exosomes, that were designed by the creator of our bodies to be messengers and cleansers of cells during their time period of being in a toxic environment or having to remove toxins. And this material was then maybe at first incorrectly considered the cause and not the symptom, but later it was picked up by Rockefeller Medicine, the allopathic medical system at large, starting in the late 1800s with the quack-created American Medical Association, and used then to just to rape basically people financially and physically, because these people are being, every single time you subject yourself to their medicines or their treatments or their vaccines, you're taking a little bit of time off your life, and you're adding a little more time that is not quality of life. And so I agree with you, George. I just read a quote from Jeff Berwick, the dollar vigilante, that if most people don't know about him, you should look him up. He's worth watching. But he's created the COVID's manifesto, from each according to his obedience, to each according to his submission. And that's the case in this situation. And for those people that are under the barrage of terrorism every single day from mainstream media, George and I were speaking, if you turn off the television, the vaccine goes away and the virus goes away and the new cases go away. And what we have is your life back. And so the joke that was made, and George can tell it, you know, that someone says, have you got COVID, 19 and you can respond, no, I don't own a TV. And if that were the case, if everyone could just turn off the television, the world would change overnight. But anyway, George, I just wrote a new article at the Government Rag blog, which is called blog.thegovernmentrag.com. And it's called Reality's Harsh Taste, Civilization Commits Suicide. And this article is specifically about what we're just talking about right now. It starts out with a quote about denial, and which is a defense mechanism in psychiatry where a person unconsciously negates the existence of a disease or other stress-producing reality in his environment by disavowing thoughts, feelings, wishes, needs, or external reality factors that are consciously intolerable. In this case, the disease is not COVID-19. It is civilization. It is the control of all of our primary sources of information and all seats of our believed trust, all positions of trust. They have been infiltrated and taken over. They have been converted and now inverted. And we live in an inversion, and it's like a temperature inversion or a wind shear. The winds are going in the wrong direction than normally. So is information. So is truth. What was once true is now a lie when it comes from the mainstream. And so what they tell you is not the truth. America, Canada, Europe, all of the primary countries of Great Britain are all being, the people are being beaten and tortured, and they're subjected to terrorism every single day, all of which leads to a form of Stockholm syndrome, where the victims show symptoms of ongoing trauma. You can see it in the faces of a man walking down the street who's a strong, would be normally formidable force in life, his head down with a mask all over his face as he's suffocating himself on purpose, rebreathing bacteria that's probably been in his mask for 2 months, 3 months, who knows. The victim is bonded to the abuser. We know that's true. We see people listening to the mainstream news every day. How many more cases has the fraudulent PCR test found? And where can I get my test? And maybe if I get my test, you know, I won't have to wear my mask. The victim is grateful for a small amount of kindness of the abuser. Imagine that every time you are told by some government that, you know, the bars or the restaurants or the shopping places can stay open to 10 o'clock now, as long as you get back and keep your mask on, social distance, blah, blah, blah. People are happy with that little bit. The victim denies violence, rationalizes violence, and denies anger about abuse. And I mean, I don't deny my anger. I'm ferociously angry every single day, raging back at this system. I don't wear a mask. I put up with being called names. I don't mind saying things like, you know, I'm not a crisis actor, or I don't feel like pretending today. The victim is hyper-vigilant to meet abuser's needs and keep the abuser happy. Of course, they're all going to get in buses and go down to the nearest indoctrination chamber and stand in line uncomfortably 6 feet apart, even in the cold weather, and wait to get a needle of injected poisons. So they're definitely trying to keep them happy. And they believe if they keep them happy that way, maybe they get to go back to their life. But you know what? The abuser doesn't care. The abuser says straight to their face as they're leaving, now remember, put your mask back on. This doesn't prevent you from getting COVID-19. And remember, this is not going to cause you to be able to go without your mask long term. You're always going to have to wear it. And you may end up with having to get another shot because this stuff might mutate. The victim's worldview is from the abuser's perspective. Everything people think about today is from the point of view of what has the news told us to think about. Would you worry about this or that or the other? Where is the vaccine? Where is the virus worse? Where can we go and not go? What football games can we watch and not watch? Victim sees rescuers as the bad guys and abusers as the good guys. Now, imagine that, George. The rescuers are bad guys. I'm standing in a supermarket telling the people straight to their face that the evidence exists, that there's no virus, that masks will harm you, reduce your oxygen flow, create a toxic environment in your mouth, even damage your teeth. And what do they call me? Well, it starts with an A and has two S's that follow it with the word whole attached to the end. So I get that.
I thought that was my name. I thought that was mine. So you are my brother.
I think you must be little a-hole, and I'm big a-hole. But anyway, that you see, this is the case. It's difficult for the victim to leave the abuser or separate psychologically from the abuser. Well, the victim can't throw out his television. He's not going to turn off the radio. He's not going to stop going to public meetings and forums and places where he hears about this all the time, or believing his doctor is correct, or going to the clinic because he's got a little bit of a fever and he might have COVID. And, of course, the victim fears retaliation from the abuser. Now, we all know that's true. Better get that vaccine or you might not be able to travel. You might not be able to go to work. Listen, if we all didn't get the vaccine, we still were all going to get to work, because the system will collapse overnight if we don't work. And if we all stood up against this entirely, we could take back our lives, recreate our own worlds. We could reconstitute our industry, bring home our military, restructure the way our education is dealt out, take away the public school garbage, create private schools. I mean, I could go on. We can reconstitute homeopathic medicine, tell allopathic medicine that they have no place in our civilization, except maybe in an emergency room. I mean, there's really nobody better than an allopath when you're standing there with most of your arm ripped off. The triage that's done is top notch, but outside of the emergency room, you're going into a house of horrors, an endless testing area where you are a victim of medical experimentation. And so this is the world we live in, and it's mass psychosis. Everybody's accepting this as real, as a real physical event, and it's actually a TV media created illusion, and it's substituted for reality. It gives people the right to support the ongoing terrorist presentation of fabricated pandemic. They eat it up and then they repeat it for them, not knowing that the people that told them about the pandemic are the primary abusers. They are our enemy. The mainstream media, science, medicine, and beneficiary corporate gatekeepers and monopoly empowered pirates. And we're talking about the grand global companies that have benefited economically, hundreds of times more than they would in a normal environment. But at the same time, they organize to create monopolies against people owning their own businesses competing. Why? Just imagine that you are a small business owner today and you're told that you have to shut down and send your employees home, whereas Walmart's wide open. People are in there in the closed environment buying stuff. Walmart never gets put on trial for creating an unsafe environment, but a local restaurant owner opens his restaurant when he's not told to and collects, say, 20 people that want to buy a hamburger, and suddenly he's created a health environment problem and is liable for, harming people through allowing them to collect. So this is right in front of our face, George, and it's time to understand that the real killer in the pandemic is going to be the vaccine, and after that, the things that they're going to introduce following it in order to connect to the vaccine, like 5G technology. Right now, we're seeing that the vaccine supposedly is killing 30 people a day. That's just using the VAERS records from December through April. But that's probably off by as much as 99%, considering only 1% of these vaccine adverse effects get reported. So if 30 people are dying a day, then what is the real number? Is it 300? Is it 3,000? How would we know? I know that in my own community, I hear about somebody dying from the vaccine every 3 or 4 days. People mention, well, Uncle George took it, or Aunt Sarah had it, but she also had pneumonia at the time, blah, blah, blah. And they're dead within a few days. But the medical facility tells them that there's no relationship. Obviously, that's a lie. So there's the real killer in this pandemic. The pandemic is the vaccine. The vaccine is the disease. And where that leads, nobody's really going to know. The deaths will be attributed to the pandemic and not to the mainstream medical pseudoscience system that gave it to them. We see now, I saw the other day, that there's an argument being created for why we may have made a mistake by vaccinating people so quickly, and that has to do with the fact that the virus mutation is being exacerbated by the vaccines. Now, if you stop and you start with the premise there is no such thing as a virus, we can see quickly that this story is manufactured on purpose by the Mainstream Medical Association to keep those people who can think a little bit inside the reservation. They're going to tell them that, oh, my goodness, we got out there too fast with this virus or vaccine. Now we're causing the COVID to mutate, and suddenly everybody's got it again, and we don't have the right vaccine, or we've really created a mess. Now, that's easily understood by people who can think a little bit, want to believe that their science is not scientism, and feel like they can understand that material because it's presented to them in a slightly technical way. They grab a hold of that, they'll go out and repeat it, and you'll say, you know, this vaccine was a great idea, but it's caused a lot of problems. When in fact there is no vaccines that work, vaccines are poison. When in fact there are probably no communicable viruses or any diseases for that matter, and that information is available. People can go find it. Pick up the book Virus Mania. I can't think of the two authors' names right now because they're like from Finland and I can't say their names, but it is incredible. Is it incredible what this system has pulled over their heads? People like Fauci, who've been in a position of government position as advisor of health since 1984. And during that period of time, Fauci was involved with the AIDS hoax and the HIV fake virus and pandemic. And Fauci continues to be the highest paid federal employee in the government. It's unbelievable what has happened to American civilization and what they've allowed to happen because they weren't willing to participate with their life. They simply wanted to be bystanders. They wanted to take somebody else's opinion as authority rather than think for themselves. They all became second-hand thinkers. They took somebody else's idea that they got off of the television while they sat in front of it doing nothing. Now, watching TV requires no work. Reading requires work, George. We have to take time and try to understand the meaning. Anyway, thank you for having me.
The posse has to tie their horses up and head into the saloon for a toast to a good show. Thank you, Jack. I won't repeat our surname, I guess, but I've heard that a few times myself. Had to look at my little COVID pass to make sure it wasn't true. William W. Thompson, Senior Scientist, CDC. I was involved in misleading millions of people about the possible negative side effects of vaccines. We lied about the scientific findings. He told the truth. Maybe we'll save his life. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. Glad you came out. Until the next time, God bless you all.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.